They do have one of these laws that purports to prohibit hate speech, loosely defined. And so there was a case involving a weekly magazine that's quite widely read that had an article that was disrespectful of Islam in the view of some people who are charged with enforcing this law. There was an article that was somewhat sarcastic and unflattering about the religion and people who practice it. I probably carelessly failed to differentiate between those who are adherents to a kind of radical Islamist view and those who instead practice more mainstream Muslim religion. Anyway, I'm not defending the article one way or the other, except to say that it was an article that was well within the range of reasonable but controversial points of view that you would want to have in a debate about a contemporary culture in the world. But in Canada, it was deemed to be a violation of this hate speech law, not because the authors wrote it intending to express hate, and everybody found that they didn't, but rather because it was offensive to certain groups, certain people. So this body had made a determination that because it was offensive, even though it wasn't really intended to be hurtful, the article had to be censored. Interestingly, ultimately, because this was a fairly popular magazine, it was able to appeal for popular support for its view. Not its view about Muslims, but its view about its right of free speech. And even though there was no real way to appeal this decision, they got so many people to complain about this act of censorship, so many readers and supporters, that the Canadian government backed off. It withdrew this adverse determination, and it decided to leave the magazine alone. But I happen to know that the editor of the magazine had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal fees to get to that point.